to what the Lord has laid upon his heart. So you just pray for Brother Jim tonight as he comes and brings the message to us. Amen. Lord bless you,
brother. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. I hope everyone, like I said earlier, is doing well this evening. It's a busy time of year, as we talked about so much here in all the different ministries, all the activities, all the family stuff. I told Elaine this, just to tell you all the secret about myself. I'm not as quick as I used to be, I don't think. Had the crew over, the whole family at our house Thanksgiving Day, and it's been a long time since Mom was sick, and now that she's gone home to be with the Lord, we brought Dad over there and had a whole crew. By the time I got all the chairs and tables, we had people sitting in the living room and everywhere. And after they left, I was sitting there huffing and puffing, putting all that stuff up, and I said, I missed it. Elaine goes, what? I said, I had all them young boys in this house. We could have had those tables and chairs put up just lickety-split, you know. But I told her, I said, I'm going to have to be a little quicker next time. I let them get off with that one, so I'm going to get them before it's over with. Praise God. Just love the Lord tonight. I thank Brother Eddie for the opportunity. I always am very nervous, always very excited when I get a chance to speak. And want to put God first in everything said and done. So I'm going to ask y'all this evening, if you would, you know, I know we're all busy and I don't want to take up a lot of time with all the rehearsals and practice, but I'm going to ask y'all if you would turn to Mark 9. I'm going to do a little lengthy reading in there tonight. And we're going to start with verse 14. Mark 9, verse 14. If y'all would, we'll just give God all the glory as we read His Word tonight. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway, all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and run to him and saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what questions ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnashes with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Oh, Lord. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Yes. And straightway his father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thine mine unbelief. Yes. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he was dead. But listen to this. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise God. Brother Eddie, if you'd ask the Lord just to anoint his word tonight.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for this opportunity to come together, Lord, in one mind and one accord. Father, we're praying, God, that you would bless and anoint Brother Jim tonight. God, anoint his lips of clay. God, that you would speak to our hearts tonight, that we may be submissive and obedient to your
yes,
will.
Lord. Yes.
To your word. Father, I pray that you bless the ears of this congregation. God, that we'll not only be hearers only, but doers of your word. Now just have your will and way tonight, God, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. While you're sitting, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen. Oh, praise God. Glory to His name. Praise the Lord. You know, when you read His Scripture and you have it so much in front of you, and you take the opportunity, I don't know if Brother Tom's got me on here yet or not, but when you have the opportunity to read His Word, and it seems like it just opens up And it just poured out on you. As Brother Terry and I talked this morning, that, you know, just going over and over the Word, and the Lord will show you something each and every time. It's that living Word that will give us strength. And this message is one that I personally have not read in a short while. It seems like it's been a little while since I've read it. And as I was reading it, I was looking at some scriptures, and I was praying this afternoon. And the direction that I would like to go with this message, and like I said, I want it to be short, but we're going to leave it up to God.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. But I want to say, as it says here, all things are possible to him that believe.
Amen.
In the message that we have tonight. All things are possible to him that believe. As we read this story in Mark, in this happening, with this creation, there were so many other things that was going forth, but I chose to start right here. And it says, and when he came to the disciples, but you know, as we talk about this and the songs tonight about faith, about healing, about strengthening, about turning, you know, asking God to use us in so many different places, there are actually three or four different subjects that are in here. The one that I highlighted was belief. And the other one was help my unbelief, even those doubts and fears. But there's more to this short story here, this short account of what had happened. There were also those that were watching, those bystanders. And in that group were naysayers. They wanted them to fail. Your disciples couldn't do this. Immediately they couldn't do it. And Jesus, and they talk later down in the verse, and he says through fasting and prayer these things come, and so many other places. He speaks it in the Bible, but it says this can become from you know, fasting and prayer, as I said. But I want to talk about this in a certain situation of something that's happened to me recently. And I mentioned it to our men's group on Friday mornings. But I want to talk about that faith and believing. You know, when we have an opportunity to pray for someone, it's such an honor. It's not just a routine. It's not just a ritual we do. It's not just like, you know, I get up in the morning, I don't hardly have to open my eyes to stumble into the kitchen and hit that button, because Miss Elaine's got that coffee pot ready. All I got to say is hit the brew button. It's not that informal. When we have an opportunity to pray, whether it be for someone in our family, someone in our church, someone that we meet, it is so important that we sincerely reach out, touch the throne of God, and ask Him to touch each and every situation, that we'll be coming before His grace and His mercy. So as these naysayers and all these approach Jesus, it's almost as if, well, it wasn't as if, they wanted to know what was going on. They wanted to catch Him. And I believe that in my heart. But at the same token, as I think about this and I read what Jesus says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know, I've had a situation came across me recently with an experience with my health, and I asked for prayer. And there are those here that prayed for me. And I sincerely believe it. I was getting texts and notes for other people. I'd had about, couldn't really explain it, but it was with dizziness and my blood pressure was dropping. I did a half marathon in September, and my vision, I almost couldn't see at all. Everything had almost, you know, I couldn't hardly stand. And it wasn't just because I was tired. Sure, I was tired, because I'm not really a runner. I'm more of a wobbler. But through this creation, and they took me down to the medical tent and told me my blood pressure was real low. So I thought, okay, hydration, maybe I didn't fuel right, maybe I didn't do these things. And I think of the disciples as they were praying and they didn't see these results. And they knew that, they knew what Jesus had done. They knew times he had them do things for them. And I'm not putting this in any type of order, and I'm not putting myself in their category. But I would say a prayer for myself, Lord, touch me, I need you. So I didn't say anything to Miss Elaine. I figured it's best not to. I didn't want to get put on restriction or told me I couldn't do something. So, but I had, my son was there, and then later I felt guilty, so I texted him. I said, I'm going to tell your mom. And he says, well, you should have already. But then when I went for the test, I had another bout in the front yard, and I was trimming hedges, and I guess Elaine got tired of waiting on me, so she came out to check on me, and I was sitting in the front yard, and I couldn't get up. I was pretty much out of it. And so she said, we're going to call the doctor. So, of course, we got in the doctor. And she checked me, and she says, I think your circulation's probably okay, but we're going to go to a cardiologist. So I'm asking for prayer. And I'm going to be honest with you. I believe in prayer.
I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in that communication with the good Lord. And I believe that Jesus, intercessor, is, he sits in there for us. And everything that the Bible says, I believe, I believe, I believe. But there was a time going through this spell that I didn't pray, help my unbelief. I wasn't that naysayer looking at another person's situation. I was looking at my own situation. I didn't really know where to go. I knew my pastor was praying for me. All the men in our men's group knew. Band of brothers or people. Actually, I'd mentioned to a few. And I said, oh, don't tell anybody. Don't say anything. And then they asked me to stand in a prayer right here at this altar. And as I was reading this story, I think about the different things. And he said he had had this problem since a child. And this father was crying out. He said, if you can help us. Well, I'm not putting myself into this same story, but I'm using what I want to testify tonight. Kind of a testimonial service using Jesus as my guide. And when the father just cried out and said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. In the walk that I was going through with these tests and everything, I'm going to be honest with you, I expected something to be there. There was no doubt in my mind. I think even Miss Elaine felt the same way. They were going to find something, or they were going to have to go in and say there was a blockage or something. I just really believed there was something there. Well, after it was all over with, and I don't want to get too fast into the story, and I'm going to kind of save that for a minute, but I'll say, y'all see me standing here, and y'all know the power of God. And I just praise His holy name. But as we're talking tonight, and it says we all have prayed for healing or for strength or for a touch for some reason. And we talk about our faith. And God says if we believe, if we believe. If you look that up, there's so many places. If you even flip over, those of you that want to follow me, I've cheated. I've got mine marked. But over in Luke 8, the lady with the issue of blood, it says, daughter, be of good comfort, for thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace. That faith again. Believing. And then down in 50, the story right behind it, that he said his daughter was dead. And it says, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. That's in the same chapter. That belief. And I don't want to flip too fast if anybody wants to follow me, but that was in Luke 8, 48 and 50. If you look it up, and I want to talk about this tonight because there's not a person out here that I haven't seen in this altar, whether you're praying for someone, whether you're helping hold someone up, or possibly you've been in a situation yourself. God is calling on us to have faith. He's calling on us to be strong in Him. But we have to turn it all over to Him. There's nothing I can do by myself except believe. My God is mighty. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He is my Redeemer. He has created everything that I am and then more. I'm stuttering right now, excuse me. But I want to apologize to Him so many times. I said, Lord, I know I'm not living up to where I need to be. Let me. Use me, Lord. Use me. Guide me. But in this situation that I went through, and I'm going to go ahead and get into it because like I told you, I don't want this to be real lengthy tonight, but I want us to talk about this. There's so many places, even in James 5, 14 through 15, a very familiar, most of y'all can quote it. It says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the power of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Faith again, that belief, everywhere that we read. With his stripes we're healed. And that's the most powerful verse to me. And I've read it over and over and over again. And as y'all know, that's in Isaiah 53:5. It just says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, as it was mentioned in the message this morning. But I want to talk to each and every one of us tonight, no matter what your situation is, no matter where you are. And I know this is a Sunday night crowd, and I always like to say Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Sunday mornings, my parents could get me to go if they bought lunch for Elaine and I when we first got married. They'd offer us take us out to lunch. We'd come to church with them. But it's very rare we got back on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, unless Dad was speaking or something, a ceremony or something was going on. So I love y'all, and I really appreciate y'all being here tonight, and I'm grateful that you're here. But I want to talk about these sections in Mark. Think about the naysayers. What were they wanting to see? They were just curious, maybe. Maybe they kind of wanted to believe, but they weren't sure. They had heard all the other things, and they were trying to find them at fault. They were trying to find them wrong. They're wanting to know what's going on. Or really, would they rather see them stumble and not heal, not touch, not do the things that the word had gone out that Jesus was doing in his ministry? Then you had his own disciples. You know, they were, I'm going to say, I kind of experience it myself. If you think about it, when you're getting ready to pray for someone else, am I prayed up? Am I in the right frame of mind? And am I right? If I pray in the name of Jesus. But then you look as Jesus himself. And even when he did it, and it says the Spirit came out, that he was laying there as if he was dead. But then it said very quickly, but Jesus took him up by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. So I want to go into my story a little bit more and tell you what Jesus did for me. Excuse me. Not only are you seeing me here this morning, this afternoon, not only are you seeing me here kind of stumbling with words on myself, because I have a testimony and I want to ask for it. I'm just going to say it, and I said it to the men. I've had to apologize to the Lord. I believed in healing. I knew without a shadow of a doubt there was something wrong, because that's not me. I usually can pull myself together and get things done that need to get done. But after the test, seemed like that week they didn't, you know, everything went through the test, the echocardiograms, the nuclear stress, and all that stuff you did. It was like, okay, we'll call you next week when they read it. And I walked out, and I kind of felt empty there for a minute. Because I'd already been warned by some people that said, well, if there's something there or if your numbers mess up, they're going to send you straight to the emergency room or something along that line, which is, I'm not saying I expected the worst, but I was expecting there to be something there. And then when I got the call the next week and said, except for some minor seepage, they didn't see anything, and they said that just could be because of your age, which I don't know where that word comes in. But I was almost, that's it? And I want to thank the Lord for His healing, but I also want to apologize, because the first thing I didn't do was jump up and down and shout glory to God. I've never felt this way before, and I spoke to my pastor and the other men that Friday morning. I feel like I let him down. I believed he could heal me. I believed that if I had everybody praying for me. I know I kind of kept it under the table. I wasn't really giving any details, except I just had some tests to run. What was I looking for? Elaine looked at me and she said, well, baby, that's it. I said, yeah, but I says, what are people going to think? She says, well, tell them you're healed. I don't know about y'all. I didn't really know what to say. I was stumbling on myself. And y'all know I'm honest with y'all. I want to be honest for the Lord. I want y'all to look at me. Why wasn't I dancing? We studied last week about honoring God, and we were talking about Him and Him dancing around the ark if they were bringing it in. He went back to the basics. He knew that to bring the ark, the Levites had to be the one to do it. He knew they had to have the staffs to move it. He knew everything going on. He had the Levites prepare. They set up the minstrels. They set up the cymbals and the music and everything done to glorify God, to move His ark and get it ready to bring it to them where they were in Israel. And so many things that I went through and I was anticipating, and I even told Elaine so many things. And y'all, I'm not a doomist. I'm really not. I'm a pretty upbeat feller. But it was like, okay. I can't imagine this father seeing his child up, Jesus lifting him up, and that demon being gone out of him. I can't imagine the other verses. The lady with the issue of blood, she was healed immediately. The daughter that was dead, Jesus says, no. He says, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. As a matter of fact, when he went to heal her, he told everybody to get out. Except for James and John and the father and the mother and the maiden. And he says, and all wept and bellowed her, but he said, weep not, she is not dead but sleepeth. That's my God. Amen. I want to give you a testimony that I've been healed. I can't tell you what it was, but I know it was there. Those symptoms have not been back. I believe in the prayer. I believe in everything there was, but I feel like I've shortened my God and my Jesus. I didn't give Him all the glory that He justly deserves. I don't want to go through this world knowing that He has healed me, that He has touched me, He's protected me, He's brought me through things. You know, if we ever sit down, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something. I know for a fact when a C-130 engine is vibrating so bad and they're trying to abort, and when they finally get us off that plane and we're as close as from this to this first step to the end of the runway, God brings us through for a reason. Brother Thomas, as you said the other night, we're here for a reason. God knows. So I want to apologize to y'all that I wasn't showing you exactly what the Lord's done in me. He's healed me. I am healed. I am well. I am fine for whatever reason. God is so great and so wonderful. Jesus, God, I just love you. Praise God. Can you imagine this father when this demon's gone? And said, the spirit, should I say? When he left, he ran him sort of almost like he was dead. He was completely pulled out of him. So what are the naysayers saying then? So how did I give God glory? I didn't. When it first happened, I should have been shouting up and down. Okay, I'm beating myself up on this one, but I just ask God to forgive me. Because He deserves so much more than I'm giving Him. Every testimony that we give, every praise that we give, every time not only walk through these doors, edifying God, we help lift the other person up. How do we know that the person sitting beside you or behind you or in front of you might have had the worst situation come into their life suddenly? They don't have an answer. They don't know what to do. They're sitting here hoping that the pastor's going to say something miraculous, and all they need to do possibly is just to hear us praise Him. Hear us with a testimony. Hear us say, brother, let me tell you what God has done in my life. Let me tell you what He's done for me and my family. You know, it says that we were hungry and He fed us. We were naked and He clothed us. We were lost and He saved us. We were in the deepest, darkest hole, as we were talking about this morning. But God knew what was there. He said, leave that stuff there and go on and praise His holy name. I can't tell you enough tonight that if y'all read this, and now y'all are smarter than me. Y'all can pick out a lot more than what I did. But think about it. Jesus looked over and He says, what do y'all want with them? He knew something was up. Well, Jesus knew what was going on the whole time. But He wanted to say it. And He says, but your disciples couldn't heal Him. And Jesus scolded them. And He says, but He went about His business and He healed this child. He healed me. And I know there are testimonies of healing all through this place. I know there are situations we've been in. There's wrecks He's brought us out of. There's situations to where we should have been. You know, and I can say this lightheartedly. I love the little picture or the little saying. You know, I'm from a generation that rode bicycles barefooted and no helmet. Rode in the back of pickup trucks with the tailgate down, letting our shoes drag on the ground when we were riding around the neighborhood. My little boy, he's not little anymore, my first one, Stephen, y'all all know him. Lane and I were in our pickup truck, and back then they only had two doors, you know, that's side to side, not front and back. He's standing beside us. We was going through Mapleton. Somebody decided to pull out. We locked down the brakes. All I got a hold of him when it was all over with is I had my arm around his ankles because his head was heading down towards my feet. But we lived. God blessed us. You know, there wasn't... You know, Elaine talks about riding in the back of the station wagon, too, with that back seat, you know, that faced the rear. I love them old station wagons. We get in more trouble. People would come by and try to point at my parents. You need to get on to them kids. But we rode many a times with that tailgate down, too. But we made it. Skateboards without protection, all the different things, which I was almost too old for skateboards. They hurt when you fell. But I just want to say this tonight. Like I said, it's a short, sweet message. And in Mark 10, 52, it just says, "And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." Our faith. My faith for you. Brother Eddie and I have talked about this. It seemed like your faith when I'm praying for someone else. Goodness gracious. Get up. Well, I got to understand. Get up. Let's go. But when I'm praying for me, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm short in that respect. But God is great. That faith that we have, and I just want to say it so many times, all things are possible to him that believe. All things. Is there anybody in here that's ever been healed? Anybody got a testimony of being healed? Anybody got a testimony of being saved? What about your salvation? Anybody been saved in this house tonight? Praise God. Let's give him all the glory. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I just don't want y'all to leave here tonight and know. And if anybody doesn't have an example, here's one standing right here. God's touched me. He saved my soul through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and he's healed my body. No matter what the next chapter is, it's still, I'm all his. He's got a mission for me. He's got a reason for me. If he calls me home tonight, I'm going to be glorifying all the way to heaven. Brother Eddie sings that song about the man that's on his deathbed that can still raise his hand and praise God. And that's where I want to be. And I want each and every one of y'all to be the same way. The little ones sitting in the back, I love y'all. You've got so much to live for. But it's never too early. And I'm so glad to see them being brought to church. Because it's never too early to hear the name of Jesus and know how much he loves you. God is so great. I could go on and on and on, but I promised you I wouldn't keep you late. Because like I said, the choir, the musicians, and everybody was in here getting ready for our Christmas presentation. I love each and every one of you, but there's so much more I had in my mind to say, but I just want to say this. When Jesus says to that deaf and dumb spirit, come out, he didn't have a choice. When he says to those that the lame, and he raised them up, they didn't have a choice but to stand up. Take your bed. Let's go. When he fed the multitude and everybody feasted, as it was said this morning so wonderfully, are those the same ones that was mocking him and yelling, give us Barabbas instead of Jesus? May we never forget, may we never deny the power of God. Love each and every one of you. I just want to praise your holy name. I know it's very short and sweet, and I didn't mean to use myself so much in this tonight. But God's Word is so true. But he's explained so much to me in his Word. When we're saying we're healed, when we take that step of faith, don't look back. Don't let that first time you thought you felt a flutter or a little dizziness or a little blurriness, don't think, uh-oh, no. If you're healed, you're healed. Better than you've ever been. Praise God. Let's all stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. I'm going to have to ask Brother Eddie to come up here just for a minute because I have a full-page prayer request in the car. I forgot to get it out. We got it at the ICU waiting room. But I want to mention this family. When we went in the ICU waiting room this afternoon, it was full. The door was closed, and I was preparing to swap out the basket. Oh, you've got it. I am so blessed. Thank you, Miss Elaine. If y'all, hey, all you ladies, thank y'all for keeping us guys straight. Amen. I know, thank you. Y'all can pay me later. But this family, the hard part, and I want to be serious here just for a minute. There was probably almost every chair was full as people were standing. I had my back to them, and I'm trying to reach over in the corner because there was an elderly lady that was having trouble moving around. And I was trying to reach over her politely to get to the basket and replace it. But the doctor came in, and so they wanted to ask for a family, and they all said, that's us. I heard one say, well, I'm her son. Another one said, I'm her mom. And then quietly, someone said, I'm her husband. And it was him and two RNs. And that's, you know, that's their, you know, I've been in that situation before. So I excused myself out. But when I pulled out the prayer request, it was pretty serious. And there's some dire hearts. They said they're calling on every prayer warrior. And we're going to pray for that tonight too. But also, while you're standing, I'm going to ask y'all, is there anyone tonight is suffering from anything tonight? Know that this altar is open, that you will be anointed. We will pray the prayer of faith with you, and we'll stand with you in whatever battles you're going through, whatever needs that you have. If it's just something, or maybe for someone else, know that this altar is open. Y'all just bow your heads.